We bless the Lord. Amen. And at this time, I'm going to say I have a surprise for Apostle. Praise God. He talks about this song a lot. He talks about this a lot. And I think he would like that song would be good. Praise God. So I praise God for Sister Michelle. I praise God for, you know, God just calls. When God calls you to something, just do it. Because I met her in the community. I met her in the community. And it's been an amazing relationship. And she's the same as I met her the first time when I met her. Amen. Praise God. With an amazing voice and with an amazing testimony. So I'm so excited, Michelle. She's also, okay, I was going to do it, Tammy. Tammy's like, she was Tammy's mentor. And Tammy started shouting when she saw her this morning. She was so happy. So I made sure that I didn't tell her. So you know, God is good, isn't he? He's so amazing. You know what? The angels of the Lord are sitting right in this place with us this morning. And you are going to be so blessed. I'm not going to tell. Bishop, I think we need your help. And Brother Mark was struggling back there with the CD. But anyway, and she's anointed. And I thank God for you. And she just readily said, yes. Now, I called her last night because I was kind of struggling with it and I wasn't sure. And I said, I don't take people from their church. But she told me how she was going to do it. Her pastor was okay with her. So be blessed by this song. God bless you and I love you.
Before I sing the song, I first wanted to say, I did not know he was going to be speaking. I saw him come in. You barely turned around, and I almost flew backwards. So I don't know what that anointing is, but I'm ready. I just had to tell you that. And when I came in, you had the most beautiful smile. Keep doing that, because that's how we defeat the enemy and our illnesses. You're beautiful. You are.
Are you good?
Like she said, I don't like glasses. I don't like shoes. This is holy ground. I tell everybody that I like this song because I feel that I was the woman with the alabaster box. I've been the woman at the well. What I like is there's a lot of women in the Bible, but you don't hear a name. Because he knows that that's going to be happening amongst us. And a lot of times we cover up with the makeup and hair and the outfits, but there's a lot of pain with a lot of women because no one knows your testimony. No one knows your story. And that's when I started growing and stopped letting people gossip. I said, you don't know her story. You don't know why she acts or why her face is like, or whatever. This is why I like this song, because as she walked in the room, and I've heard that. I've been in the choir. Girl, did you see the split? We're supposed to be praising God and worshiping. Why are you worried about her split?
Yeah.
How do you know that she can't afford any? When I was real young, I was on welfare. I couldn't afford a lot, so I shopped at the Five and Dime. And whatever I could wear, I wore. And I was super skinny, so I didn't know I was looking any kind of way, but I was judged heavily. And then I sang in the world, I danced, I taught dance, and I'd hear, you sing like you look like you sang in a bar. Always a criticism, this thing in our face, this in our mouth, this tongue. And so when I heard this song, I was at a women's convention, and I ran up to the lady, I said, oh, that song touched me, I really want it. She just gave me the track. I said, here, I just got it for today. I practiced it, this was the 90s. But God told me, everywhere you go, sing that. Before you sing, I'm a gospel, I don't like to say artist, I sing, I record gospel music. But he just showed me wherever you go, give your testimony and sing it. I don't have to, I used to be young and silly and tell all my business, can't be telling all your business. But one thing I know is next month I will be 68 years old, and to me, I know my story, you know your story. So don't say you don't have a testimony, because as long as you are breathing, we will what? Praise. Praise the Lord. Because if I don't praise him, we were laughing the other day. My daughters were giving a testimony, and it got quiet. Holy Spirit said, stop being quenching my spirit. I started shouting. The baby started shouting. My other daughter started shouting. I said, just because we don't know if it's your application has been accepted, we're going to praise him beforehand. And these are things that I have been able to learn since I washed his feet with my weave. And dried them in the oil that she, oh my God. The reason I got emotional is this lady, I just met her. She just came in, Sister Coney. I had a women's function Saturday, and women, when you, God gives you something, don't worry about the numbers. I was so worried. Last year I had 4 people. I was like, this year my house was so packed and crowded. It was so fun. Well, I just met her through a Bible study, and then I came. She came. At the end, she says, sing Alabaster Box. I was like, huh? First Lady's the only one who's ever asked me that, even though I sing it in places. The speaker wasn't working. I said, this song has to have power. I can't sing this without the music, right? And she said, sing it anyway. But then the speaker worked. And we were all in there crying. And then I get a call from First Lady to sing the same song. So I know God has something. So if you're that lady that maybe grew up with a lot of criticism or people talk about certain things on you, it's going to happen because we're in this flesh. But once I got past it, the freedom, I don't care what you think about anything that I wear, how I walk, how I talk, how I sing, because it's all for Him. Because when I walk in the room, He silences people. He tells people, leave my baby alone. So I know there's men here, but ladies, I hope this brings you healing in the name of Jesus. I can't hear you.
We need technical support from the bishop.
Okay.
Hold on.
Well, so like I was saying, I've been married 42 years. I have a 50-year-old daughter and a 40-year-old daughter, and I have 2 grandchildren that are teenagers. It's ready. A little more. The room grew still as she made her way to Jesus. She stumbled through the tears and made her new life. She felt such pain, some spoke in anger, heard folks whisper, there's no place here for kind. For his feet, and though she spoke no words, everything she said was heard. As she poured her love for the master from her box of alabaster, and I come to pour,
oh God,
my praise on him like gold. So don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and dry them with my hair. You weren't there the night he found me. You did not feel what I felt.
my alabaster vial.
My God.
I can't forget the way my life used to be. I was a prisoner to the sins that had me bound. I spent my days, poured my life without measure into a little treasure box I thought I found. Till on the day when Jesus came to me and filled my soul with the wonder of His love. So now I'm giving back to Him all the praise He's worthy of. I am forgiven, and that's why I love Him so much. And I've come to pour my praise on Him like oil from Mary's alabaster box. So don't be angry if I wash His feet with my tears and dry them with my hair. You weren't there the night He found me.
Oh God.
You did not feel what I felt when He placed His love all around me. You don't know the cost of the oil. No, you don't know the cost of my praise. You don't know the cost of the oil.
Oh God.
In my alabaster.
Said to me, we forget from where we come from too often, and the ministry that was poured into us, how we were ministered to. And so first and foremost, I give God all the glory. Can we say amen?
Amen.
I give Him the glory for who He is. He's an amazing God. I
yes,
thank
sir.
Him for being what He is. Someone say He's consistent. I also want to thank God for someone always say to me, my father, Bishop Jesus Rosas, was my spiritual father. He was my father, but I didn't take the time to learn from him because I left church when I was very young. My spiritual father was the Honorable Bishop Charles Taylor, and what he imparted into my soul, what he gave me, was an avid word, an avid desire to stay in the Word of God. He was sincere. Someone say sincere.
Sincere.
What he did do was make sure that any of us who said we were brothers in Christ became brothers in Christ. And he taught us the unacceptable Word of God. And I say this all the time. I like what my sister said. So many people have so much to say about everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
when you don't know their testimony.
That's right.
And you don't know where they've come from, what they've been through, the struggles and the things that have happened to them. But I had a spiritual father who took me off the streets and loved me like his own son. Now, mind you, there was only one other like me in the church, and his name was Deacon Jose Rivera. So we were two peas in one big pod. In other words, I went to an all-black church, and I didn't know I was in a black church. Y'all didn't catch it. I was in an all-black church, and I never knew I was in an all-black church because I wasn't going to church for a color. I was going to church to be saved, and I wanted to hear the word of God. And so many years now, people have said, how do you do it? I said, well, I don't come but to see the master.
That's right.
Amen. And so I also want to thank God for the host and the founder of this wonderful fellowship, along with our own esteemed brother who's gone on to be with the Lord, District Elder Tabor. District Elder Reader has kept it going. And he could have said, forget this, I'm done. But he didn't. And whether you show up or not, he's going to do what he said he's going to do. Amen?
Amen.
Why? Because he wants fellows in the
church.
Amen. So we thank God for him, his lovely wife, Sister Classy. Let's give God a praise for her. Amen.
Yay.
She's doing what, you know, I don't like terms like a good wife. It's a good wife. She's doing what a good Christian woman should be doing. She's upholding her husband's ministry while he can't be here.
Amen.
But she's here.
Amen.
Her daughter's here. Amen. Let's give God praise for both of them. Amen.
Amen.
To the very illustrious and my good friend, my fishing partner. I said something to him on the boat the other day. I thought he was going to fall out. He just looked at me and said, I'm going to talk to your wife because you're something crazy. I said, that's me. Amen. And I like to make him laugh because he laughs real loud. And I said, he was stomping the boat. I said, well, there went the fish. I said, he's stomping his foot off. He looked back and looked at me and said, you're something else. Amen? I am something else. I was beautifully created in the image of Christ. I'm somebody. Amen? Also to all of you, the pastors, to our traveling pastor, Reverend Celia. I mean, she's not letting the age get in her way. She seems to be moving more now than before. Amen? So she's back with us. Let's give God a hand praise for her. I call him this because that's how I met him. Pastor Martinez, I love you. That's my buddy. If I want to hear something funny, I wait for him to talk. Amen? He's going to say something. Amen. I'm glad he's over the black eyes. I said last time with his service that your wife finally got tired of you. Amen. She raised up her cane and shook it. I said, there you go. But there's nobody like him. He's special. He's a special person. Amen. To our own Pastor Marty Martin, let's give God a hand praise for him. Good representation of the Pentecostal Assembly of the World Ministries. He's an amazing brother. I loved him and his sister when we went to church together. And I used to just love him and his sister. They were just the neatest people. And he's still the neatest guy. Can we say amen?
Amen.
He's a grown man now with his own church, married, children graduating. Congratulations, I saw that. Come on, let's give God a praise. Graduating from college, amen? Always be excited when people of color graduate, because the system is made to make sure they don't. But we have parents who make sure we do. So we thank God for you. Congratulations to that. And last and not least, my wife. I thank God for her. Lady Lecrosis, I appreciate her, amen? She took care of me when I was sick and dying. And she stood the helm. And she made sure the deacons and she made sure the trustees and made sure the folks were in their place at church while I was in the hospital dying. But she kept it going. Can we say amen?
Amen.
She's not one to get up in the mic, but she's a praying woman. And she has more to say than she lets her say. So I'm hoping Sister Moore rubs off on her some more. Amen. So she get a boldness to come out and speak. Amen. So that was your husband that said, my God. Amen. In the Word of God, And I promise you, I'm not going to keep you long because I do know you've been in service, so let's be mindful. I don't have a thyroid, so I struggle with heat. And I'm boiling, so if you don't mind, may I take off my coat?
Amen.
I can remind you of them old Pentecostal preachers. They would just wear a shirt and a tie. Some of them had a vest. The ones with the vest were the fancy ones. Amen. Ooh, he got a vest. Amen. So I was blessed by this song. I have an affinity towards the women of God because of the power that lies within them. To my sister, I love you so much. She's the same always.
Yes.
Stand to your feet real quickly. It's really a thing when you can weather storms.
Oh, yeah.
You know what is done and being said, that you always maintain godly smiles. You move into the room and you walk in with grace and elegance.
Yeah.
But you know when to put your feet up and down and praise Him.
Yeah.
God is saying He's pleased. It's going to be fine. Things are coming and they're lining up. All that you've been through is for a purpose. God knows you go through to come out. So you're on the coming out side of it. Someone say to her, it's your time.
It's your time.
To be graced.
Yes.
In His glory.
Yes.
Come on, give the Lord a hand. Praise Him.
Yes.
The book of 1 Samuel chapter 5. And I'm going to deal with the actual chapter. And so reading would be too lengthy for what I want to do. Let me find where I want to be at real quickly. Verse 12. As is known and is known for us to do, let us stand and represent God's word. I'm going to deal with the chapter, but let me read verse 12. And the men that died not were smitten with hemorrhoids, and the cry of the city went up to heaven. Say it, went up to heaven.
Went up to heaven.
I want to introduce something today, and I mean it, and I want you to grasp it from these scriptures. Say this. You stole.
You stole.
Get an attitude. You stole.
You stole.
What was mine?
What was mine?
Come on, be seated, because we're getting ready to take it back. Can we say amen?
Amen. I like that.
We understand in the scriptures, and for those of you that are Bible scholars and students of the Word of God, that really to understand chapter 5, you really have to read chapter 4. It kind of sets the foundation. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Y'all pray with me, because I want to preach today. Say, y'all pray with me. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible deals with this scripture or this chapter, and it begins, like I said, in chapter 4, but we'll stick to chapter 5. And I want to pick up the text where the ark has been taken.
Yes.
Understand the ark. Try to bypass the smells of the food coming through the building. Because I'm struggling right now. Because I don't eat before I preach, so I'm struggling. The Ark of the Covenant, a representation of who God is, Pastor Martin, is something that we all should really at one time or another study. Understanding what the Ark represented, understanding how it was put together, understanding what was within the Ark. It's an amazing study that can actually help you understand your temple more. Someone say, I am the temple of the living God. The ark's been taken, Bishop. And what got to me was, what happened? What was the state of being that they allowed the ark, the representation of God, to be taken from their presence? What is going on in our personal lives that we allow the presence of the Lord and the Spirit of the living God to be sucked out of us?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to preach hard anyhow.
Yes, sir.
It like the ark, you ought to guard it with all that you have.
Yes.
Like the ark, it ought to mean something to the point that I would rather die than be without it. Because what it does is, it's my connection to my Savior.
Yes, sir.
It's my literal rock that I stand on, and I can't go without the presence of the Lord in my life.
Right.
I can't understand, and it always baffles me, how the ark was mishandled so many times.
Amen.
And in this case, it's taken. It's removed from the people of God. Someone say, help him, Lord.
Help him.
I come to remind you today, and if you know anything about me, I try to make the scripture match your day. So hear me when I speak, and when I tell you, don't let them take that lies from within you away from you.
All right.
Never let them take the joy of the Lord from your presence. Don't let them take your knowledge of who God is from you.
Amen.
Don't water down the doctrine of Jesus Christ just to please and fit in with others. But you must stay upon the Word of God and not change one jot or one tittle. You've got to be rooted in the gospel. These are the days that we live in where they're trying to steal from us what's most precious to us. And I don't care what anybody says. I don't care how they say it. I'll tell them at the church, the moment I stop not preaching his word, leave in a hurry. Because if you don't, you and I will find ourselves ushers in the gate of hell. I wish I had a witness in here. I'm not afraid anymore, Bishop, to prove to the gospel that I still want to be his disciple. I want to live for him. I want to speak for him. Not only in the pulpit, but in my everyday life. I want to be a living example of who God is and what he stands for and why he gave his life for me through his son, Jesus Christ. He didn't give his son for us just for us to walk around and act pious and act like something great has happened when really you have yet to touch the surface of who you are in God. Let me continue. God began to deal with me and he shows me that we have to recognize that you can't take from what belongs to God's child unless he gives it up.
All right.
He can't take from you what God has given unto you unless you willingly give it to him. We've got to remember we are the gatekeepers of this gospel. We are the ones that hold this close to who he is. And we find here that they have gone to an extent where they have lost the ark of the covenant.
Yes,
say, not me.
Not me.
Oh, y'all ain't gonna hear me today. I'm gonna help some of you find your ark. I'm gonna help some of you find back your joy. I'm gonna help some of you find your strength. I'm gonna help some of you. Why? Well, not because of who I am, but the Christ that lives within me.
Come on, Lord. That's right.
Yeah. The Bible begins to move forward. And God begins to let us see something. And God told me to remind you that you are my possession. Just like the ark, you're my possession. Let me say it to you like I tell them in church. You and you are God's responsibility. So let him be responsible. You'll catch that in a minute too. God cannot do for you what you don't let him do. So if you're asking him to heal you, let him heal you. There's a process in healing. And you've got to follow the process or you can't be healed. For us to be healed, we have to let him fully in, coming into your life, and he heals from the inside out. But where he starts, if most of you don't know, is in your mental capacity. Because if my mind can believe it, so is it. He says it in the scriptures. So as you think. I choose not to think negative. Even though it is negative. I choose not to say I'm dying, though they told me I was dying. I chose to say, no, I'm a healing in process. Y'all ain't catch that. I'm not going to stay in the mindset of the man that's telling me what he thinks. He's not my God. My God has stated to me to tell you today, stop letting the world tell you who you are. You are to tell the world who we are. And the Bible says you are the salt of the earth. And without it, the earth has lost its
savor.
In English.
Savor.
Amen. Catch that one too. What God did with this ark was he set it up for the people to know what victory was. Y'all gonna see it in a minute. Notice something. Mm-hmm. When they take the ark, Pastor Marty, they take it to where they know they should place it. They took it to their, what they call, well, we'll just say it in English, in common terms, they took it to their church. Yeah. Even they knew where to take it. Y'all ain't gonna help me. They knew where to take it, but it couldn't work for them because they weren't having it work in them.
Hey, come on.
Y'all didn't catch it. They knew where to take it because they knew what the process was with the ark. The ark was to be kept in such a place that it was high and lifted up. Y'all aren't going to hear me today, but I'm going to help you. In other words, it was in a position that could supposedly for them help them do what they were hoping could be done.
Yeah.
But you can't put unclean hands on clean things.
What's up?
Not all folks expect me and are looking for me to grab the mic, take off with one ear and hum and holler. I'm about where I'm going to be today. So catch on because this is about where we're going to be. Amen. Yeah. Brother Russell ain't going to hurt himself that much anymore. I'm getting older and I'm dealing with some things in my physical body. Someone say, but God is still able.
God is still able.
Notice something. They didn't just place it in the temple. They placed it by Dagon.
That's right. That's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to put my Jesus next to something that don't live? How are you going to place who is the epitome of God next to a lifeless being?
Come on, sir.
So why are you hanging around with lifeless beings?
All right.
Wow. I can preach it.
Right.
You are the temple of Jesus the Christ. We cannot just be in any place. We need to get out there to bring them in. But half the time you stay out with them.
All
I'm going to do is go to the club with them and they're going to come to church with me. Let's see when they come to church.
They don't show up.
I don't want us to have false pretense of what God wants from us. God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. And he said that, not me. It says, saith the Lord. We ought not entertain ourselves with things that aren't like God. Now, if you're going to witness and you're going to the parks and you're going into the communities, that's a whole different venue. I'm talking about hanging out with your schoolmates. Because it's an anniversary coming up. Are you bringing Christ with you? Will they know that you're a saint of God?
Yeah.
Or will you fit in with the crowd and you're the one doing the electric slide better than the rest of them? And I'm not talking about dancing being wrong. I'm not going to get into all that trivial stuff. I'm talking about us being separate. We are a separate people. We are a holy people. We are a distinguished people. We are a people called out of darkness into a marvelous light. We are who God said we're supposed to be. The children of the Most High God. So he says, can I do something? Is that working for people to be cold? Yeah. So it's working? You have it on right now? If it's not, can you put it right here? We're bringing the ark up into its temple. And so they brought the ark. And that'll be close enough. We'll pretend that's the temple. You're good. I know what to do here. You're good. Here's the ark. And it has power. And he's turned it on. And you can feel it. If you're a child of God, you can feel his power. Y'all catching me? You can feel. You can't see what's coming out of here. But you can feel it. Oh, follow me. Come on now. I may not see my Savior, but I can feel him. I may not be able to touch him, but yet I'm touched by him. Sometimes you got to remember who you are and remind yourself, I am a child of the Most High God. And I change at atmospheres. Atmospheres don't change me. When I walk in a room, if there's a devil in there, well, let me not say that, because the devil can only be in one place. I remember Bishop Taylor scolding me so bad. I said, but he's here today. He said, come to my office. He says, because I would have held a Bible class. He said, just meet me in the office. Why? He had to sit down and explain to me, that's what makes my God so great.
Yes,
that Satan can only be in one place at one time. He sends others out to do his bidding.
That's right.
Come on.
That's right.
So, they had the nerve to put him next to a lifeless.
Oh, my goodness.
You can't feel nothing come out here. You can't hear nothing unless they turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
So it just stands there.
Amen?
Amen. We aren't breaking nothing in his church because he will send me a bill. We aren't going to do that, Pastor Party. You see, I'm prepping over here. They bring it in, mm-hmm. and they place it next. Hi, my brother. I just recognize you. Good to see you. Amen. And I was wondering, because I was getting ready to say, don't do that. Amen. That's her husband. I'm like, no. I'm going to ask him to move. Amen. I watch out for my nieces. Amen. He was going to have to move. I was like, he's sitting too close. Amen. I don't have my glasses on. I thought, like, oh, okay. We're all right now. Amen. Amen. So God says, and he says it through the scriptures, and he shows it through the scriptures, that he's life.
Jonah.
And from him you feel power. You feel the presence of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
You feel who God is, because he is power.
Yes.
And he don't need a switch. He's constantly blowing.
Yes, sir.
Moving in the land.
Yes.
And they had the nerve.
Nerve.
Put him next to that.
Oh.
Now mind you, you notice it's a bit taller. You ever notice people make their gods real big and ostentatious and just and yet it does nothing for you.
Nothing.
When my God sits and fits right inside of me.
Yes.
Amen.
He wanted me to tell you I tailor-made your body to carry me. I fit you to carry me. I expressly made you for me to fit in. You all ain't gonna help me in here. Someone quickly, I had it with me a moment ago. Give me some oil real fast. I think, we know we always have to wait for stuff. Not today. We're gonna pray for her right now. Can you anoint her right now? She came in here with something, they calling it epilepsy, seizures, right? Some would say the devil is a liar. Everything he tries, everything he is, everything he stands for has no presence in front of my God. And we always seem to think we have to wait for something when we can just get it done. Some would say right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, because of who you are, we ask that you grace us with your healing power. Fall upon my sister, and God, let the darkness be compound with what you're getting ready to do. God, we ask you, not at the end of the service, in the service, to heal her body. In the name of Jesus. And some will say, it is so. Clap your hands and give God praise. Thank you, sir. They had the nerve to put this foul image next to my Savior. They had the nerve to think that they could enact or activate the power that lied within. They had the nerve to think that if I can just get him in the right place and put him in the right tempo, all we have to do is start doing what they kind of did and it'll act for us. But I got news for somebody here. You can't mess with God unless you're part of God. Now, God will come in your midst, and sometimes you're playing with him, and he can deliver you. But in this situation, they were starting to mock him.
That's right.
And they left happy.
Do it.
I can see him, Pastor Marty. We got their God in the covenant. And look what we did. We put him next to ours. He came back the next morning. I don't get it. What? Hey, well, don't stand there. Pick him back up. How are you going to serve a God that can't get his own self back up? How are you going to tell me that you don't know who God is? He's picking you up day after day, month after month, year after year. He's still dealing with you. Can you help me, son? We're going to put him to work today, too. He's strong and young. Can you lift him back up for me and just stand that thing right here? Okay, thank you. Well, we're gonna try this again. We're gonna put him back up.
Yeah. Okay. In case it was an accident.
Maybe we'll.
Okay, come on.
Move him over a little bit further. Because somewhere in the midnight hour, a change took place. Y'all follow me? A change. See, you can't put God in the midst of this without God acting up. Because you can't keep God in a box. You can't outdo my God. You can't outshine my God. Now listen, we're getting ready to leave again. Act right. Can't have this. You gotta act right. God's trying to tell us today, how many times do I gotta lift you up from the same thing? Time after time, after time after time, when all you have to do is just say, Lord, here I am. A sinner saved by grace. A sinner that needs your help. A sinner that needs your anointing. I'm addicted, Lord. I wish I had some witnesses in here. I know what it's like to be an addict. I was an addict. I was addicted to drugs. I was addicted to alcohol. I was addicted to sin. I didn't know what to do. And I was thinking today when I saw you, you reminded me of my father. I was calling this my father. But Bishop, I'm being respectful now. But Bishop Taylor, when I came in, he just opened his arms and accepted me. And he didn't say nothing to me. I had long hair and earrings in my ear. He didn't talk to me about my physical being. Why? He knew if I could just get to his heart, if I could get to who he is, I won't have to tell him what to do. He'll do it by himself. So God took an addict, an alcoholic, a gangster, and said, I'm going to use you. Well, what did I have to do? I had to sit and be taught.
That's right. That's it.
Just because you said that, I remember, I never forget it. I was sitting there in church, and it was New Year's night, New Year's Eve. I was ready, because all the preachers got to preach on New Year's Eve. And I'm sitting on the front next to now Bishop Shepherd and now Bishop Bowles, and we're all sitting there. And I was so hyped, and I was just so excited. Amen. What about me? I'm a minister. You didn't call me up to preach. I got my little briefcase. I was so hot, so upset. Walked out the door. Shepherd said, hey, where you going? I said, not here no more. I said, he didn't even recognize me. Know what he told me? No, he did recognize you. And he didn't want you to make a mistake in the pulpit. Because you're not ready yet.
Yeah.
You think you're ready.
Yeah.
He'll know when you're ready. Right. Y'all didn't catch that. I want to think it was 2 weeks later. I come into church and my family's there. My dad had come. The Honorable Bishop was there. My sisters were there. Family was there. And I'm sitting down just like humdy. I'm like, wow, they came. Okay. Next thing I know, he says, it was, I think, a Friday night. Tonight, Minister Rose is going to preach for us. I said, I don't have my briefcase. I'm not ready. I don't have it. There I am with my Bible. He says, come on up, son. And my first message I ever preached was, if God can't do it, it can't be done. When I walked out the church and I hugged my dad, he said, I know God can do it because look at you. You're walking with him now. In other words, Dagon hadn't overtaken me completely. Let's conclude. They come back in the next day. But what was different this time, Pastor Marty?
No hair.
Now, I'm talking to a professor, so I'm very careful. That's a student there. That's a principal now, right? There we go.
And the thing I used to think that was my little friend, and now look, he's grown up and got bigger than me. Amen. I'm so proud of him. I think it's awesome.
Amen.
Someone say, "Here we go."
Here we go.
Here we go. The head was gone.
Right.
And you can't fix that.
No.
You know how long it would have taken them to get another marble Dagon?
Yeah.
By the time they did it, the ark would have been recaptured.
Yes, sir.
They had to do that now. And when they walk in, they find he has been severed at the head.
That's right.
Someone say that's been done twice. Because when David killed Goliath, he stepped up on his chest and he took his head. God told me to tell you today, as we get ourselves ready to truthfully close, grab your sword and your shield. It's time for you to walk upon your giant. It's time for you to take his head off. Why? Because for too long now, you've let him push you around. You've let him push you around. You've let him push you around. There's no such thing that God can't heal. If he can heal an addict, he can heal you. Let me put this in perspective. It starts in your mind. And a lot of us have some mental issues. And that doesn't make you bad. It just means that something's wrong. And we need to get help. Because how can you fulfill the scripture, "I'll keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me," when your mind is frazzled all over the place because of something that happened to you when you were a child. Something that happened to you in a church. Something that happened to you at school. Something that happened to you while you were in prison. I come to tell you, I serve a big God. My God never once stopped blowing. While they were trying to make something work, God was already working. While they were trying to get something to happen, God already was happening. So I serve notice on you today that I don't care what it is. Someone say, "I want back what was stolen from me." You know what it is you're missing in your life. Tell the Lord, "I'm standing on the word of God." If you can do it in the Old Testament, you can do it in the New Testament. And now you can do it for me. Someone give the Lord a praise. God always will bring a warning before there's a destruction. He'll always say, "Hey, come on, I'm trying to help you. I don't want to destroy you. I want to fulfill you. I want to bring you to another level." So in this arena today, there are people here who won't tell anybody what they're going through. But you can sure tell Jesus. I was a very big advocate that unless God did it, you shouldn't go do it. Someone say, "What do you mean?" I was dying and I wouldn't go to the doctors because I said, "God's going to heal me." My wife was staring at me saying, "I'm looking at you. You're going from 240 pounds. When I came out of the hospital, I might have weighed 125, maybe 130. My hair had fallen out. I was a mess.
Showed up.
He was there all the time. He could say it. He would come visit me in the hospital, Pastor Martinez. He'd come and just sit there with me. I'd offer him my jacked up fruit, and he would just, "By grace, I'll take one, okay." Why? Because he was trying to encourage me. And the thing he would say every time he hit the door to leave, "Fight the body, brother." Oh, God, you don't hear me. He would say, "You better fight the body." It got in my spirit. It's not about my body. It's about my soul and what lies within me. If I can get it to line up with healing, I'll be healed. If I can get it to line up with, "I need joy," joy will come. I've got to line up with the word of God for God to make it happen. So we find God being God. I'm asking you, will you let God be God? Will you let him fix what you think is infixable? Heal what you think you can't be healed from? Deliver what you think you can't be delivered out of?
Or you stand there and say, I'll be like Dagon, and I'll just have to be knocked down. There's ministry in all of us.
Yes, yes.
Ministry means the foretelling of Christ's coming. We are witnesses.
That's right.
It's not as we think ministry is preachers in the pulpit. We're vessels that speak.
That's it.
Ministry is everyday life.
Say that, sir.
Everyday life is ministry. Do they know on your job? Do they know at the grocery store? Do they know where you go that you are a follower of Christ?
Yes.
And I'm not talking about making a scene.
Right.
I'm talking about just living a good life.
That's us.
Having a good countenance.
Yes.
Being kind. Hey, how are you? On my block, I have a big block. I live up in Rancho Penasquitos, and I have a huge, the blocks are really long. Mm. They call me the governor of the street. I have keys to other people's houses in my house, so when they leave, I can go check on their animals and check on their stuff. Why? I've showed myself friendly.
All right.
And if I want to obtain those to Christ, I must first show myself to be friendly. Your neighbors ought to talk well of you. Your neighbors ought to think highly of you. And they might not know what you do, but they'll say there's something different about him, though. He don't come out here and act up with the rest of them. He just, you know, he's always happy. So God instilled in me to remind you, you have the right to take back what belongs to you.
Uh-huh.
It's up to you to take it back.
Yes, sir.
And you can't take it back of your own strength. You've got to take it back through the power of God.
Right.
I'm believing my sister's going to be healed.
Yes, sir.
It's just in my spirit. I'm believing it.
Yes.
Why? Because that's not how she came into this earth.
Hallelujah.
We need her temple to be right.
Yes, sir.
Why? That she can tell others, I know a God that heals.
Yes.
I know a God that delivers. You ought to thank God. Amen.
Yes.
Real quickly, stand up, brother. Stand up, Deacon Ransom. I married these two about, how long has it been now? April 23rd. On a Thursday at the church. I get a call Saturday. Then the very next Saturday, Jerry's in the hospital because he has cancer and his heart's not doing it. 3 days later. But I don't believe God brought them together to separate them that quickly.
My God, thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Say it with me. It's His sovereign will.
Yes. His sovereign will.
It's hard to accept it sometimes.
Yes.
It's hard to accept things that He does.
That's right.
But I believe in God for this couple to be a couple.
Yes.
And to enjoy longevity of life as Christians.
Yes.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
She came to our church, and since she's been at our church, she's a fireball. Y'all don't know this lady here.
I'm today.
Yeah, she's being good today, but she'll oh, she's the one that be running us. She's the one they want to throw out of the church, Brother Marty, because she just ain't gonna sit down. She gonna praise the Lord. Amen. She like you. She don't care. Care what you think about me. I didn't come here to praise God for you. Really not even with you. More so for Him. Amen. So we can join together. Amen. But don't let nobody stop your praise. Ever. That's a praiser. She's a praiser. You're a praiser. Tell whatever it is. I'm taking it back. And I'm not doing it alone, but I'm doing it through Christ the Lord. Our strength comes through Him. Amen. We've got to work through Him and Him in us. Because there's nothing good in this flesh, but everything lies in Him. Every tear you cry, God is sharing with me, even if I'm sitting here. Every tear you cry is a portion of your healing. Because you gotta let it go.
Yeah.
I never knew Pastor Marty would become an educator. He was always smart, but I never knew you'd become an educator. I never would have thought that. But as an educator, you know that in order for things to happen, you've got to study.
Sure enough.
And then when you study it, you can't just repeat it. It's gotta really be what you're thinking. And you get those grades that you got. You can't just slide by. You gotta apply yourself. Today. Apply yourself.
That's it.
Apply yourself to the gospel.
Say it, sir. Say it.
Bring back that smile.
Yeah.
Y'all can sit down. Bring back that shout.
Yeah.
Bring back that praise.
That's right.
Don't let them tell you,
I don't care if that's the only song you ever sang again.
Yeah.
That's your song.
That's
can we say amen?
Amen.
That God put in you.
Amen.
No matter what they ask for, say, I can sing some others, but I've got to sing this one.
Yeah.
Why? Because the alabaster box.
Yeah.
Yes.
Study that one day.
Yeah.
So today, as you go from this place, go knowing that I'm armed and equipped to take back what belongs to me.
Amen.
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 If you let him, he'll make it bigger than you think. But you gotta let him. Just walk through him. That door's open that he opens. Don't go opening doors for yourself. He has you. You start getting heard and you'll start being invited. But stay you. Stay humble before God. And God will create an amazing ministry. You have a ministry for these women that God can heal them and empower them and strengthen them and give them hope. Don't let that be stolen from you. Someone say,
we are.
God's responsibility.
God's responsibility.
So let him be responsible.
Yes, sir.
Give God a hand praise. Yes, sir. Come on, give God a real hand praise.
Amen.
Don't do that. Give God a real praise. Thank him for what he did. Thank him for what he did. Come on, say, give God a real praise. Don't be trivial with him. Give him a real praise. Be real with God. Give him a real praise and thank him abundantly for what he already is. Thank him for who he is. Give him a praise. Give him a praise. Right there. Just lift your hands up. Pastor Marty, a gift I'm asking God. Something I'm a praiser and a worshiper. But I really want to worship. I want to get in that place where when you're worshiping, you just get lost in him.
Yes, sir.
And as you're worshiping him, he's working on you. Because you're not asking him of anything. You're just worshiping him. Let us be worshipers of the Savior. Amen. Give God praise.